I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. I want you to hear a story now about two brothers from Minneapolis. They're wrestling with a big question. How do you build confidence in American Muslim kids so they can be proud of both their country and their faith? Their answer? A series of children's books. Laura Yuen of MPR has that story.
Amin Asser didn't need to look farther than his own Minnesota childhood to inspire his first eight picture books. They follow the story of four cartoon animals, including one who bears his name.
Amin is sort of the sports star. Yeah, he's named after me. A little bit shameless.
And he's a panda?
He's a panda. Charismatic. He's got a great smile, just like me. No, I'm kidding.
The real Amin Asser is 27, bearded, and yeah, he's got a great smile. He's sitting at the kitchen table in the house he grew up in. Beside him is his older brother, Muhammad Asser, who's a little burlier with glasses. The series is called Noor Kids. That's N-O-O-R, which means the light in Arabic, as if to illuminate the way for Muslim kids. The brothers both have impressive business school pedigrees. Muhammad graduated from Harvard, and Amin is pursuing his MBA at the University of California, Berkeley. So why are these guys creating children's books? Amin Asser says the idea started at this very table, when his sister, the oldest in the family, broke the news to her two brothers that she was pregnant.
And the three of us began reflecting on our own childhood, about what it was like to grow up as a Muslim in North America. And that's when sort of the light bulb went off. We said, there's no way we want Asia, my sister's daughter, to experience the same challenges that we did.
Those challenges of growing up Muslim and as the children of Pakistani parents are not hard for these brothers to recall. They include a painful backlash following the September 11th terrorist attacks. At the time, Muhammad Asser was a 16-year-old kid working at a computer store.
I still remember there was a lady who came in and she said, I can't believe you guys have someone named Muhammad working here, and went to like the manager at the front of the store and said that and said, I'm never going to shop here again.
And Amin, who's a few years younger, recalls being bullied online. During Little League season, he would beg his mother to pick him up well after the games ended so the other kids wouldn't see that she wore a headscarf. Looking back, he realizes he was ashamed of who he was.
It wasn't how other people thought about Muslims. It was how I, as a Muslim, thought about myself.
It's a struggle his brother Muhammad can relate to.
And so this dichotomy forms in your mind, potentially, and that is, can I be a great American? And can I be a great Muslim?
That's why the brothers decided to launch Noor Kids. They wanted to reclaim the story of American Muslims and the values the religion teaches. But the most basic desire was to offer something they rarely experienced as kids. They want young Muslims to see themselves in the books they read. As for the Islamic children's books they did read growing up, Muhammad Asser says they were often dry.
They talk about the what of prayer, like this is how you pray,
yeah.
This is how you fast, this is how you do X, Y, Z. And quite frankly, the what, while it's relevant, is not important. The why is the important part. The why of why do we do what we do? What is it that fasting at the end of the day gets us? The patience. It allows people of all different socioeconomic backgrounds to feel what it means to be hungry.
The Noor Kids books are simple stories that explore issues like bullying, charity, and jealousy. They're intended for 4 to 8-year-olds. Since the Assers published their first book 4 years ago, they've sold copies to 25,000 households all over the world. One thing that their series doesn't address is the issue of violent extremism in their community. Amin Asser says when they started the series, the books weren't made to save their young readers from that. They were made to save them from losing their identity.
Fast forward, you know, where we are today, could this also help children understand what their beliefs actually are so that way they can stand up against violent extremism? Yeah.
The Asser brothers say their vision for reaching Muslim children goes far beyond books. This year they launched an online summer camp and have plans to get into animation and mobile apps. For The World, I'm Laura Yuen, Maple Grove, Minnesota.